talk about today the topic of the Asara Rishonim. Now that we are within Elul, it is a time to lechazek in Inyanei Tefillah. So let's talk about the topic of being from the first ten who come to a minyan. What is the makar for being from the first ten? It's a Zohar. Believe it or not, it all comes from the Zohar. The Zohar says that Ukvar Kosav Bezohar Kama Chavivim Yisrael Kami Kodesh Baruch Hu. He goes on Yosef Mikdash, and he goes on to write. בעניין קדימה לתחילו בעס הכנס יש שם שני דינים, דין ראשון שיש מצווה להימונס עם עשר ראשונים. Okay, the Iker is to be from the first 10 people. Kosav Ashrei Hu Ha'odam Hanimsa Me'elu Ha'asara Ha'rishonim. Now this is obviously a translation from the Aramaic. The Beis HaKnes Mishum Shem Nishlam Ma'ashen Nishlam Dahainu Ha'eda. Okay, we know that in the minyan there are supposed to be 10 people. Mosai lo edo horo o hazos yatsu yoshu v'kolev. So it all comes from a zoyar. Fortunate, praiseworthy is the person who is from the first 10 people who come to the Beis HaKnesses, because you are responsible for bringing the Shechina to the Mokkah. The Shechina rests in an assembly of 10 people. And v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara makes a gzera shava from the word b'soch to another pasuk where it says b'soch, and there we learn there has to be exactly 10 people. Now the question is, there's a contradiction. There's a very popular stira. There are two sources for when the Shechina arrives in the Beis HaKnesses. Does the Shechina come before the 10 people arrive, or does the Shechina come after the 10 people arrive? So let me read you the two Mamori Chazal and point out the contradiction and give a whole collection of answers. Some of these are very interesting answers. Number one, the Gemara Masechta Brachas Navav and Aleph writes, Amar Ravin Bar Bar Hu Ada Amar Bitzak Minayin Sheakadosh Baruch Hu Motzui BeBeis HaKnesses. How do you know that Hashem is found in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitzah Badaskel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu stands; he's present in the assembly of God. Uminayin liasara Hashem ispalalim sheshchina imohem. Shenemar Elokim Nitzah Badaskel. The same pasuk. Then the Gemara goes on further. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present even when there are three people who come to the Beis HaKnesses? Uminayin sheshloisha sheyoshim bedin in judgment sheshchina imohem. And how do you even know when there are two people? Uminayin l'shnayim sheyoshim beyeskim b'tarish sheshchina imohem. The Gemara goes on. And then the Gemara asks the question, what is going on here? The Gemara says over here that they're going to be over here. There's going to be, first it's 10, 3, 2, 1. Umi'achar di'afilu t'losa. If even when three people are present, the Shechina is resting, asara mibaya. So why is it necessary for the Gemara to tell us that the Shechina comes when there are 10 people? And the Gemara says these very powerful words, asara kodma Shechina v'asya. But t'losa adiyasve. If there are going to be, if Hashem, who knows the future, is aware that there are going to be 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses, then Hashem comes before the 10 people arrive. But if 10 people will not show up to the Beis HaKnesses, and only 3 people will come, then Hashem comes after the 3 people sit down to learn or to sit in judgment. So again, the Gemara here says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the future, if he is aware that in the future 10 people will come to this makom to participate in the Davar Shebekedusha, Hashem will arrive in advance. But if 10 people are not planning to come to the Beis HaKnesses, only 3 people are planning to come, like in this example, then first the people must sit down and begin a Davar Shebekedusha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arrive. Okay, yeah?
Can I take a simplification or a simplistic approach that the Shechina is always there?
Okay, we're going to talk about that. Okay, we're going to talk about it in one moment. It's a very good point. Excellent point. the Gemara, but let's get there. Problem is, we have another Gemara that says, "B'shah she'akadosh baruch hu ba b'beis hakneses v'loy matza ba asara miyad hu koyes shenemar madua bosi ve'ein ish karasi ve'ein." And we had this in Haftarah 2 weeks ago. So this Gemara, it's mashma. This Gemara, it's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes after. This Gemara, it's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, Hashem wants there should be 10 people. 10 people are in the Beis HaKnesses, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrives.
He wants or he knows?
Well, that's going to be part of the question. But the basic gist of the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. He was invited to come. He comes to the Beis HaKnesses, and he's expecting there should already be 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses waiting. And then Hashem walks in, Hashem comes in, and guess what? There's only 9 people, 8 people, 7 people. Hashem gets angry. One more time. B'shah she'akadosh baruch hu ba the Beis HaKnesses, he comes to the Beis HaKnesses, v'loy matza ba asara. I walk in, and how many people are sitting here? Only 9, 8, 7, 6. There are 10 people are not here. Miyad koyes. Hashem gets angry. Shenemar. Madua basi v'yenish karasi v'yenenet. Now this Gemara has a connotation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, the normal procedure is, there are 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses. 10 people, first people come. And then Hashem enters. And then Hashem sees, he comes in, and Hashem is very happy. Baruch Hashem, I've come here. Baruch Hashem. Hashem is saying, Hashem is saying, I come here. I come, and there are 10 people. So it's mashma from this piece of Gemara that the procedure is first we have to come and then Hashem will come. But the other Gemara says just the opposite. When the Gemara compares the case of 10 to the case of 3, the Gemara says that Hashem comes in advance and waits for the other 10 people to arrive. So there appears to be here a direct contradiction between two Gemaras, two Mamari Chazal, as to when Hashem comes to a Beis HaKnesses. Does he come in advance or does he come after? So in response to this contradiction here in my Sefer Hegyoni HaParsha, we have here a long list of answers to explain, to give the answer. And the first answer is the most simple answer from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Ein Meshivin al HaHagada. When it comes to Divrei HaGada, don't ask any kashas. Okay.
You're right.
But he gives us, he does give. So then the Rashba says something very, the Rashba says, he just lightens the question, he says it's not a kasha. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before, it's not to be taken literally. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes at the same time the 10 people arrive. So then it's not really a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming with when the Gemara says when there are 3 people, first the 3 people have to come, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes after. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before, it doesn't, when there are 10 people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before, it does not literally mean Hashem comes before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes together with the 10 people. Therefore, when Hashem sees that the 10th person is not arriving, he gets angry. Okay, so he's just trying to lighten the question by telling us that it does not mean literally that Hashem comes before.
Hashem know there was 9?
There are different madrigals. Even though Hashem is omnipresent, there are different levels. The level of Kedusha that Hashem is at the Kaisel HaMaravi is higher, greater degree. Okay, now here's another answer. Now this is a very fascinating answer of the Marsha. It's a shocking answer. The Marsha, the other answer is a little bit more difficult, but the Marsha's answer says, it says that the truth is, Mr. Glatter mentioned this before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence never leaves the Beis HaKnesses. Once the Beis HaKnesses is established as a makom, it's a mekudosh. We discussed this many times, that a person has to daven in a holy place. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to daven at home. If a person has to daven b'yechidos, you can't daven with a minyan, you should still, if you can, go and daven b'yechidos in the Beis HaKnesses, in a holy place. Why? Because a holy place, once it has kedusha, the kedusha remains there forever. So the Marsha says, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first, that is in reference to when you build the Beis HaKnesses for the very, very first time. And then when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there after, means Hashem is always there. The first time you build the Beis HaKnesses, at the inauguration, the initial visit, the building of the Beis HaKnesses, the Chanukah Sabayis, we don't take Chanukah Sabayis very seriously. Chanukah Sabayis means when you're going to actually bring the Shechina into the Beis HaKnesses for the very first time. If at the Chanukah Sabayis, only 9 people show up, you're in a lot of trouble. You build this magnificent edifice, and you now send out invitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only at the Chanukah Sabayis comes in advance of the people coming to daven there in that makom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, and then it's called for 12 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever it is, and guess what? Only 9 people have shown up. Hashem came in advance. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. To build the makom for me to be a permanent makom for my Hashuas Hashchina, and only 9 people show up, is a very great chil. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains. Hashem is there.
Forever.
Hashem is there forever. So there's a difference between right, once right, right. So there.
You want the makom, Hashem wants
to
place the makom.
So the other way around. So the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. The very first time Hashem comes after. For the very first time, first you have to make a makom. 10 people must come together to establish this as a makom tefillah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrives. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, he's always there before the 10 people will daven, because the Shechina never leaves. That's one answer. Another answer is the difference between the Zman tefillah and when it's not the Zman tefillah. If you have a Beis HaKnesses, and every single day they daven b'diyuk, they daven at 7 o'clock, Shachris. Since this is the pattern of tefillah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes 5 to 7. But if you're making a makeshift minyan, today we're calling a minyan for 8:30. There's no minyan. So when you're making a minyan, which is not part of the schedule, then first you have to come, and then the Shechina comes afterwards. But if it's part of the Zman HaTfil in the Beis HaKnesses, we applaud the other Chazal, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes before. Another answer is the difference between a Mokoyim Beis HaKnesses, and if you daven out in the field, you daven in the airport. If you have a Beis HaKnesses, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in advance. But if you're davening, you're on a vacation, and you're getting together, you're davening in a hotel room, you're davening in the airport, then first decide to make a minyan. 10 people get together in the back of the airplane. Oh, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will descend, the Shechina will come down to this makom. But if you're in a permanent Beis HaKnesses, and you're davening, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come even in advance. Okay, those are from some of the basic. Those are some of the.
Why don't first class?
The Shechina only goes. Okay, interesting. Okay, now here is.
Would it be easier just to say that at different levels of kedusha, once it's established as a.
You mean once there's one level of kedusha that comes in advance?
The shul is a kedusha.
Yes.
You have Ken Minyan is a high kedusha, and if you have,
There are definitely different levels. You want to give another answer. You want to say that there's one dag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence that arrives before the minyan comes. And then there's another level of kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu arriving after the minyan already has been established. That would answer the contradiction. They're different madrigals. That's an interesting idea. Okay, he doesn't say that here. Okay, so these are the basic answers. The basic answers saw that when it says coming after, it doesn't mean coming after, it really means coming at the same time. So it's not really, the two Gemaras really are the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes at the time of the Minyan. The second answer was the difference between the what was the second answer? Okay, another was between the Zman, the Zman of Tefillah, and not the Zman of Tefillah. Other answer was for the very first time, the Chanukah Sabayis. The Chanukah Sabayis, first when it's done, the Chanukah Sabayis, a Beis HaKnesses, verse davening in a public place where it's not a permanent Makam of Tefillah. Now, among the things of the Chashivas, there used to be a Minhag, the Aruch HaShulchan, who quite cites this incredible Minhag. There were very great people in the previous generations that were very makmid to come from the Ten, from the Asar Rishonim. Ad Kedei Kach, there was a Minhag that if you don't come, if you're not from the Ten Asar, you have to fast the rest of the day. Try that at home. Okay? Every single day you come, every single day you're there from the Asara Rishonim. You wake up a little bit late, Knas.
That's why they made different Shtibalach, different Minyanim, one after another. So if you miss the first one, you know, you become the first time from the next one.
Okay, now is another interesting Shaila. Is there a Maila of being the first versus being the second? We know that being the Chazal said if you're from the 10, the people who come, the 10 first 10 people, you get schar keneged kulam. Does that mean that if you're the first person, you get schar keneged all 10? If you're the second person, you get schar keneged 8. So he cites here three different opinions on this matter. The first he brings from the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says, there's no kedima. There's no, doesn't make a difference. The first 10 are exactly the same. That Perish Rabbeinu, the Perish Ri, call echad me'asara noitel schar k'neged kol haboim achareim. The Kaf HaChaim is a Sfardi. There's no difference. All 10 people are exactly the same. The second sheet is the Machtzis HaShekel. He brings down from the Elia Rabbah that whoever comes first, gets more reward. The person who's the first one gets the reward of the first 9. And all 10 together get the reward keneged everyone that will come later on. The one who comes second gets reward keneged the first 8. The one who comes third gets reward keneged the 7. So he holds the Machsa Shekel says that and built into this Chazal. And again, we really have no appreciation of what this means is that the first one that comes does indeed get more reward than the next one who comes. The third opinion, what?
The last one you got.
Oh, that's the sheet of the Menoras Hama'or. Okay, there's a sheet called the Menoras that says the one that gets all the reward is number 10. Because number 10 is the one that is responsible for bringing down the Shechina. Okay, so Sach HaKol, so the first 9, they get reward, whatever reward they get. Number 10, the 10th man, is the one that gets the ultimate reward because he's the one that is responsible for bringing down the Shechina.
So you should hide outside the synagogue.
Right. I don't think it means that. I think what it means is a certain mazel. You can't, these type of things, you can't really plan. A lot of things in halacha, you can't plan. It's if it works out for you, it's like a divine grace. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown you that Hashem is very happy with your service. He wanted you to be number 10, that you should be responsible. But if you're going to sit and plan and plot, like the Chassal said, if you sneeze during Shemoneh Esrei, it's a very good simon. It's a sin that your tefillah was accepted. So what's the big deal? So you just take some salt, you take some... right? Tabak, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you go and you cause yourself to sneeze. It's nonsense. Yeah. It's not what it means. It means if it's Hashoch, you have a cold. I have a cold, I'm sneezing the whole Shemoneh Esrei. It means all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have allergies, I'm sneezing. It's nonsense. It means if today is a day that you're healthy and you don't sneeze, and just Hashkoch HaProfes, it happens to be that you sneeze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you something. A person passes gas, it's not a good sinning in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or a person has a bad stomach. It's not. It's nonsense. It means if everything else is normal, a hashkacha protest, that means a good simon. If you happen to be the one who walks in to be number 10, wow, that already HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a statement saying that he's very pleased with your service. He wants you to be the one that is the cause of the Shekhinah descending to this assembly. Yeah.
We still talk about the Shekhinah. That's a schus they have.
No, it says Beferish here that you have to participate in the minyan. It says Beferish over and over. You have to daven. And people come, oh, I want to be a Sarsha. I'll go with all the Shtibloch. I'll be there until the minyan gets started, and then I'll go to the next Shtibloch. And you don't daven with them. That does not count. Does not count. I always wonder this shy. We have this in yeshiva all the time. This shy. People always. I never got a good answer to this question. There's no real answer. We don't know how these things work. You come early to daven, right? You come to early to learn. You want to learn early in the morning. So let's say davening is called for 7:30, and you come every day at 6:30, and you're from the Asar Rishonim, and you learn until 5 minutes before davening. But 5 minutes before davening, you have to go outside to the Beis HaKisei. So you go to the Beis HaKisei, you go wash your hands. So do you lose it? You were there 6:30 in the morning and you were from the Asar Rishonim, and now there's a minyan of 50, 60 people, 100 people, and now you have to go out for 5 minutes before davening, get ready for davening. Does that mean you lose it? What? So you already brought the Shekhinah, you already were there to bring this, but now you're going out. You're going out now for 5 minutes.
You know, Hashem has to have some mainframe in his computer.
How does it work?
Mitzvahs and Averis, but order of Mitzvahs.
How do these things work? Okay, so Sacha called this thing. I always wondered about this thing, and here finally we can apply it to different names. The Kafachayim, the Machzis HaShekel, the Menoras HaMe'or is there Kedima in the first 10. The Kafachayim says zero. The first 10 are 100% equal. The Machzis HaShekel says each one in the 10 has greater reward. 1, 2, 3, the earlier you are, the better you are. The Menoras HaMe'or says the one that gets the ultimate reward is number 10. Now this is shocking. This is, never saw this before. There's a new one through. The same way there's a halacha that you should be from the first 10, there's a halacha you should not be from the first you should not be from the people, the first 10 to leave. You should not be from the, there are different madrigals. And the worst thing it says here, you should not be, if there are exactly 10 people left in the Beis HaKnesses, you should see to it that you're not the one who leaves first. Because you're causing the Shekhinah to depart.
The Klolos,
look out with the Shekhinah.
With the Shekhinah, yeah. Yeah.
Went to a German shul one time.
Yeah.
Came inside, and he found it was fairly empty. And then within the moment that they were supposed to come in, let's say at 9 o'clock they called the minyan, and all of a sudden everyone came in.
When it rains, it pours. There's another very interesting shita. I forgot who it says this from. I saw this at the very end. He quote. I think the Mishnah actually quotes this. The Magen Avraham says that the Indian, this, we believe this thing of God. Sorry, Shining. How do we understand this? Until this morning, and I was reviewing this for this morning, I always understood you come as early as you can, right? You come as early as you can. 1, 2, 3, until you finally, oh, 10 people are here. Mazel tov, you got it. The Magen Avraham says that's not what Chazal had in mind. What they wanted is that 10 people should together enter the Beis HaKnesses. Right. So ideally, you come early to daven, you wait out, you linger outside in the hall.
Right.
You linger in the hall. Yeah. You wait in the hall. Right. And now there's another person. Not exactly this man. You can be here for an hour. And now, 10 people now have arrived. We all enter into the Beis HaKnesses together.
The door's not wide enough.
It doesn't have to be wide enough. It doesn't matter. There's a procession. It's a very beautiful idea. Never thought of it like that. You always thought, you come to Beis HaKnesses, you come to shul, you come to shul. So one guy comes, the one guy opens the door, two or three.
It's not an individual effort, it's a group effort.
It's a group effort. And therefore the Nafka Min is, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, is that there's always, and the shul should have an antechamber. And you come to shul, you wait around, you can learn in the antechamber, and then when you have 10 people, together you come into the Beis HaKnesses, you bring with you the Shekhinah in one shot. That's how you bring the Shekhinah. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's not a time. A very different idea. What?
But this is contrary to the guy who comes 6:30 to learn.
Obviously, we don't do this. You never saw this. Anyone ever see such a thing today? 10 people, they wait around in the hall together, and they come in together, 10 people. You never saw this, right? But think about it. It makes a lot of sense. It adds a whole new flavor to what it's about. Yeah.
This Thursday, I was away. I found that there was a minyan there at the place. For mincha, 2 o'clock. All of a sudden, he's having him kick a cotton. Thursday. And there were just 10 people over there.
Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura.
He didn't say that, but he
could have given
a regular
milcha. Okay, now there's a very big halachic issue. Now, first of all, where did a lot of the sources for this come from? Avraham's tefillah for Sodom. Avraham said that if there are 10 people, if there are 50 people, if there are 45 people, 40, 30, 20, 10, there's a fascinating zoni that describes the significance of 50, 45, 30, and when he gets down to 10, he says, in the zuchus of the 10 people that come to the Beis HaKnesses to bring the Shechina. So this is that Zohar, that pasuk where Avram was mispalel to save Sodom in the zechus of 10 people. Ula yesh asara tzadikim in their zechus. What are the 10 people? The 10 people that bring the Shechina. 10 people who walk in the Beis HaKnesses that bring the Shechina with them. Now, just to finish it very quickly, there's a very big issue when, in addition to the halach of coming in 10 people to bring the Shechina, a person should also come to the Beis HaKnesses wearing talis and tefillin. When I really talis and tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch only says tefillin. You should come into the Beis HaKnesses wearing tefillin. There's a question, are you l'chatchil allowed to wear tefillin without wearing tzitzis? So it's not really an issue if you're wearing a talis katan. If you wear a talis katan first, then wear a tefillin, there's no problem. The Ramos says that it's our minig that not only do we come into the Beis HaKnesses wearing, the Rav Mechaber says you should come into the Beis HaKnesses with your tefillin, and when you're in the Beis HaKnesses, you should put on the talis. The Ramos says it's our minig to put on the talis and the tefillin outside the Beis HaKnesses, and to come into the Beis HaKnesses when you're already wearing talis and tefillin. And many people don't do this today, especially you don't put on your talis tefillin at home, because you're not going to go walk through the dirty streets. There's still dirty streets, and it's not a comfort with tefillin, so we don't do this. But in a lot of shuls, some even in shuls and yeshivas, you have a very big yahav, you have a hallway, so some people are mahadar, they do, you put on your talis and your tefillin in the hallway, and you come into the Beis HaKnesses wearing the talis and tefillin. Some do, some don't. Okay, fine. Now here's the very big shiloh. This is discussed at great length in the Pesach. Let's say you have a person, let's say this was very common, it seems, in ancient times, where people they did this. They put on their talis and tefillin at home, and you come in muhtar, you come into the Beis HaKnesses wearing talis and tefillin. Let's say you're running a little late. You press the snooze button a few times too many, and you're running a little late. So now you have a choice. I could either go now to the Beis HaKnesses and be from the Asara Rishayim at the expense of not coming, walking in wearing my talis and tefillin, or is it better to put on my talis and tefillin and come to the Beis HaKnesses, but that's going to cost me time? I have to put on my talis and tefillin, I'm not going to be from the Asara Rishayim.
The other nine are waiting.
So let's say davening, not waiting for him. Davening is called, you're going to be on time for davening no matter what. So here the question is, which one has kedima? Is it more important zrizim akdimim lemitzvahis to be from the asara rishayim at the expense of not wearing talis and tefillin, or if it's your custom to always wear talis and tefillin when you come into Beis HaKnesses, which is a beautiful thing if you can do it, those who do it, does that have kedima at the expense of not being from the asara rishayim? Big, big, tough shaila. Halacha l'maisa, what would you say? So he writes over here, the Mechaber, the Sefer Yoni Hapar says that if you would ask him, it's pashut that you should come be from the Asara Rishayim. Zerizim magdimim l'mitzvahis is a real halacha. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Zrizim Agdimim Lemitzvahis Vayashkem Avram Aboike El Hamokam Asher Amad Sham. The two Makaros of Zrizim Agdimim, the Indian of wearing talis and tefillin, the Indian of wearing, coming in with talis and tefillin, is Kabbalistic. You come in Muchtar, you come in the Beis HaKnesses when you're already wearing your tefillin. This is Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah Nyanim. Halacha always takes Kedima over Kabbalah. That's what he says, that's what I would say. Yet he goes to one Pesach after another. It's shocking what he says. The halach is to come in with talis and tefillin is more important. It's shocking. Now, of course, we're not dealing with coming late to davening. Now we're not discussing. I mean, to come late to davening, then you have no choice. You have to come to davening on time. Even if you're not. But the inyan of coming in when you're wearing the tefillin, that's the proper entry. That has kedima over being from the Asara Rishayim. In other words, the Zalimut HaMusar is that you have to do it right. Coming into a Mokaim requires, or certainly the base hakneses requires respect. And the tzura, I'll give you a mashal. You're not going to walk in without any clothing to the base hakneses, right? No one's going to walk in naked to a base hakneses. Even if you're going to miss out, it's your shayla. Come to the base hakneses with no clothing on, come in your pajamas, probably for the service shaynin. I'll leave now service shaynin, or I'll come wearing clothing and I'll miss. So what are you going to say? Listen, if you're going to come in your pajamas, that's not called coming to the Beis HaKnesses. It's a mishagas. It's a zilzul to the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Kedushas Beis HaKnesses demands that you be dressed appropriately. And the proper levush is talis and tefillin. So it's a very interesting halacha here where you say that Kabbalah outwinds, overpowers halacha as reason matlim mitzvahs. It's not really halacha because anyway you're on time. You ready? You bring down the shechina. Always, sorry. A lot of talmidei chachamim. The litvish. Everyone's very a lot of.
You just have the office.
I have my office.
You have an office. That's what you do.
Put
on the office. If you have an office, you go in the hallway. Okay, so these are the nyanim. We'll stop over here.